Activities in some markets in Accra today came to a halt for the scheduled cleanup exercise by the AMA. At about 9:30 a.m., most traders within markets like Tudu, Okanshi, Makola, and Agogboshi were seen disilting gutters and sweeping their environments. Food vending was almost absent to make way for the cleanup. Addressing the market women, the mayor of Accra, Alfred Okovandapoy, said it is about time issues of sanitation became a shared responsibility as unhygienic environment impacts an entire society. Priscilla Owusu Ansah and Aisha Mahmood joined the team in the cleanup.
The exercise is a follow-up to the 10-day ultimatum given to the AMA and sanitation agencies by the Vice President Pakwesiye Misa-Afa to clear all refuse at unapproved dump sites. With brooms, shovels, wheelbarrows, and all kinds of cleaning equipment, the traders desilted choked gutters and swept their surroundings. AMA Chief Executive Alfred Okovandapoy said, "It behoves all to help change attitudes of unconcern towards sanitation," he said. With the ravaging effects of filth such as cholera claiming many lives, sanitation should be a major concern to all.
There are issues around sanitation that is solid waste, and we have to ensure that all of us are taking responsibility. We generate waste, we must participate in the disposal of the waste. As I have said, we have no excuse now that we have two dumping sites to dump our refuse. That's why yesterday we started the distribution of bins. Somebody was asking the question yesterday, why did we wait until we have cholera before we were distributing bins? Look, 3 months ago, if we had distributed bins, where would we have taken the refuse? So we had to focus to create the alternate site. But the very moment we have the alternate site to dump, we had to bring all actions on board to eliminate the filth in our society.
Mr. Vandapoy disclosed that the assembly is in consultation with regional ministers and the local government ministry to address the indiscriminate disposal of water sachets and polythenes, since this is a major contributing factor to filth in the capital.
We also know that sachet water is a source of the cholera. And so we are asking that take personal responsibility. Don't buy sachet water from anybody in which the condition by which they are selling it is deterrent to you. However, we are looking at that. The regional minister, the local government minister, and I are looking at that. The producers of sachet water and the distributors of sachet water. We will come out very soon with a decision. We will go to the source of the production. We will call a meeting with the producers so that we make a comprehensive decision. If that is the source, we can eliminate it.
The deputy queen mother of the Agogboshi market, Nefisa Tuamele Amate, told Radio Ghana that she intends to lead her colleagues in a cleanup once every month to rid the markets of filth.
Debia Busunu Bakunu, Yabayasa, exercise. If you say Yaleba, not Onipa Bakuna, Babawan, a better of Nipa people. Yanka Sansu, and I have decided to say, oh, my, to me be. Yeah, yeah, be a binum, moon, she, yeah, do a book, and for a moon, boa, and to a non so am I to me say, yeah, yeah, be beer, or be our funny moon, Shemuno, yeah, your man won't coffee.
With the onset of the rains, over 7,800 cholera cases have been recorded, with Greater Accra being the hardest hit. The scourge of the disease has been attributed to insanitary conditions. Hence, the cleanup exercise has been adopted by the AMA to manage the situation.
That was a report by Priscilla Owusu Ansah and Aisha Mahmood.